Well, I am really excited to be back in Redlands, California tonight because Redlands is the place where my journey really began, and I will never forget that day. It was a cold, gloomy, dark, rainy day, a lot like today, and it really mirrored my mood. See, just hours before, I had come from my father's funeral, a man I had only met once, and yet the sense of loss was very real. And to make matters worse, I could feel the dark, thick clouds of the debilitating depression I'd struggled with all my life closing in. And all I could think about was getting home. I was born and raised Seventh-day Adventist, and there were a lot of very good things about the first 30 years of my life. I grew up going to church every week, and I grew up with a knowledge of God. Went through 8 years of Adventist elementary school, and Adventist Academy came at an opportune time in my life, just when my adoptive family was disintegrating, and so I had a new home. And then came college, where I met my wife, followed by university. But after 18 years in Adventist institutions, I knew a lot about the doctrines and beliefs I'd been taught, but somehow I didn't know my Heavenly Father. And for a time in despair, believing that there was just no way that I could ever be saved, I wandered far from God and just gave up. But by the time I got married and we had our first child, I decided to settle down and do my best to raise our kids as good Adventists so that maybe someday they could be saved, even if I never could be. And then everything changed. You see, my sister discovered that she had a half-brother out there somewhere, and she made the choice to search for me. And when she found me, she embraced me as a brother. And I had the opportunity to meet our father. And even though he was in a nursing home at that point and couldn't completely understand who I was, for the first time, I looked into eyes that looked like my own. And then he passed away a short time later. So I made the journey from Lincoln, Nebraska, out here to Redlands, California, to attend a small graveside gathering with my sister. And even though I never knew him, the thoughts of what could have been seemed overwhelming. And as the depression closed in, all I could think about was getting back to my one little safe place in the world, getting back to my wife, getting back to my daughter, getting back to my home. Before it hit. But nature was working against me. There were storms that night, and the plane from Ontario to LAX was delayed, and when we finally did get in the air, I endured a sickening carnival ride, and when we touched down at LAX, I sprinted O.J. Simpson style through the airport, only to find my plane to Denver delayed as well. And we waited a whole hour. When I finally got on the plane, I still had a tiny hope that I might make my connection from Denver to Lincoln. And then we sat on the tarmac for another hour, and all hope faded. When we got in the air, I checked the plane schedules and saw that there were no more flights from Denver to Lincoln that night. The dark, engulfing blackness would close in around me, far from home. And in utter despair, maybe for the first time in my entire life, I cried out to God with my whole entire being. I said, God, you have to help me. I have to see my wife and daughter tonight. I have to get home tonight. Can't you do something? Maybe just give me a little tailwind. Anything, God, can't you help me? I've heard it said that if you have faith, even as small as a mustard seed, anything's possible. I don't know if I have that much faith. I don't know. But I might just have that much. Can't you help me? And in that moment, God worked a miracle that changed my entire life. In that moment, all of the panic, all of the depression, all of the blackness blew away. And replacing them was this peace like I can't even begin to describe to you. I wish I could. It was like light and warmth and security and assurance. And I heard the voice of God. Not an auditory voice, something within and yet not from me. And he said, I am here. just that, but it was enough. It was enough. For the first time, I knew that God was real and that he cared about me and that he was with me. At that moment, it didn't matter if I made it home that night. It didn't matter if I slept on the floor of an airport. God was with me. And wrapped in that peace, I found myself actually able to begin to drift off to sleep against the window of the plane. And, you know, when I heard the captain come on over the speakers and say, folks, we seem to have picked up a really strong tailwind, and I think we'll gain a good 20 minutes. Some of you might make your flights yet. I just smiled from behind closed eyes. Nothing could surprise me at that moment. That tailwind, that was nothing. Nothing in comparison to the miracle that God had just done for me. And when we got to Denver, me and another passenger headed to Lincoln got off and found an airport attendant and asked them about the plane to Denver. And she checked her clipboard and said, "Oh, I'm very sorry, but that flight is left." And I said, "Could you tell me what gate it left from?" And she looked again and said, "Well, I'm sorry, sir. It's confirmed. It left 15 minutes ago." I said, "I understand, but could you tell me what gate it left from?" She shrugged and told me the gate, and her and the other person from Lincoln looked at me like I was a nut as I took off running. But for the first time in my life, I was running on faith. And that plane was there, and I got on it, and I made it home to my wife and daughter that night. The other guy from Lincoln made it home with my luggage the next day. Well, a short time later, a package came in the mail, and in it was my father's Bible. And just inside of the front cover was tucked a picture of him studying the very book I held in my hands. And for the first time, I began to pour into the scripture and to truly search it and read it for all it was worth. Not just a text here and there to link together to prove some doctrine that I've been taught, but really reading it, whole books at a time. And in that book, I discovered something about my earthly father through his underlinings and his markings. But I discovered even more about my heavenly father. And I discovered him through his son, Jesus Christ, and through the beautiful truth of salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. And I finally knew what that peace was all about, what that assurance was all about. I could know I was saved by faith in Jesus Christ. And if you have never felt that kind of peace, that kind of assurance, it is my dearest prayer for you tonight that you will allow that peace to embrace you. And through the things I learned in that Bible, God took me on a journey that ultimately led me out of Adventism. And I thank God every day for the journey that he's led me and my family on. I'm still on a journey, but unlike that night so many years ago, I know I will reach my destination. Not because of anything I've ever done or anything I ever could do, but because of what he has already done and because my heavenly Father is with me. Thank you.